Take me by It's good to be here on Wednesday night. Soul Filling Station. I was sitting there, I said, you know, I don't have anything, but what could I say to be thankful for? And it got me thinking. We was over at the Ratliff's Friday night, and they had a whole host of kids over there, you know. And I'm talking about, I don't know how many people they had, but they had Eshawn and the Stone kids, Noah, Kayla, and Jordan, and then Bradley, who's here tonight with us. We're glad to have him tonight. And it started raining, and they got, you know, stir crazy. They full of energy. And so my wife said, why don't I take these kids over the house for a little bit? So I was sitting there playing some cards with different ones of them. And so I said, I'll stay here. So she took the kids, and Sister Nikki's husband, Sean, he's funny. He's a really nice guy if you ever get to know him. But he's a Hindu, I think. It's his religion. But when she walked out and them kids all walked, I got quiet in there. He goes, well, thank the Lord and thank Sister Cindy. I do that in front of him. I tell him one of these days, they say, you got to learn how to talk like Michael. I said, yeah, then you can do me and do you. Really mess with people, you know. So, and then I thought, well, there's a lot to be thankful for. Remember how hot it was last year? By Memorial Day, we were having 100-degree weather. It was dry. We couldn't even have fireworks. And I think we've only had 100-degree day this year so far. And then we've had all this rain and how nice it is and cool for the middle of July. It's almost August. And it's not been that bad, you know. And we've just, there's a few things right there. It looks good. Boy, we got some nice rain. Washing the dirt out of the air and watering the garden for us, Sister Crow. And so, you know, here's how some people look at it. Now I've got to mow my grass, you know. I got to pick weeds. Well, I like the glass half full crowd. Don't you? I don't like the glasses half empty crowd. Because we can always, there's two ways to look at everything. I like to look for that silver lining. You know, I used to drive people crazy at work because I was always upbeat, and I can imagine I was kind of like Brother Durham. Brother Durham whistled around the shop. Do you still whistle around when you're working? Yeah, so, but there's some people, they don't want you to be happy. They're miserable. And they don't want you to be miserable right along with them. And I found that out. You come to work all happy and whistling and turning the radio on and, you know, doing your work. And then they're, man, I don't know what you can be so happy about. Well, I've found that treasure, Sister Bryant was talking about. Yeah, we got the hidden treasure. We got something that a lot of people don't have. And, you know, I was really prayerful and everything when I was hiring an assistant, because when you work with somebody and in my office setting, it's just you and that person. You know, I didn't want some negative Nancy. There's nobody named Nancy, are they? Negative Nancy in my office. So I'm walking through there, and you know, I'm the radio's playing. I'll start singing the song that's on the radio, you know, or something, you know, and she'll laugh or she'll comment. You know every song, you know not have to work with somebody who's like, man, why do you have to sing? What are you so happy about? And you know, this world's got a really crazy view of things, and what the media puts in front of you as acceptable. I was thinking that, you know, hit my mind the other day. Okay, there's this lady, she's got all this Food Channel stuff, and I don't know her whole story, but evidently she said some bad things, racial things in her past, and she's, and but I've heard her apology. Sounds pretty kind of sincere to me, and I don't know her story. And so they jerked all of her, Paula Deen, they jerked every sponsor away from her, everybody, just turned her back on her. And I thought, well, man, that's kind of harsh. But then, and I thought, it's really harsh in light of, you take a guy like, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, Charlie Sheen. Unrepentive. I couldn't even tell you what he's involved with mixed company and children in the room, you know. Just a despicable human being in the things he's done. And he lost his TV show, but was unrepentant and got a new TV show and got endorsement deals from all kinds of people. And that's the kind of people they want in front of you. They want just as depraved as they could get. And if you're a decent person, maybe made a mistake once in your life, they want to strip that away and get them people out of the limelight. We got to get somebody up there that's decadent. But kind of makes you think, you know, how much longer can we, you know, hold on to even owning a television is what they keep throwing in front of us. But there's still a lot of good, and there's still a lot of people that are doing good. I appreciate all the, I like my friends on Facebook that keeps putting out there the good stories, the people that saved somebody's life or did something nice for somebody. Somebody did a story about these poor people in a South American country that's making their instruments out of recycled trash and making a full orchestra out of it and just made beautiful music and those type of things. And I thought, you know, the scripture is right. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If he's just looking for all the bad. I got to where I'm just, stories that come up on there and my computer, I just hit hide story. Hide that story, you know. Remove it. I don't cut people off. You know, some people get mad. Well, they don't agree with that. And I'm just going to cut them off. They're not my friend anymore. You can hide stories. You can hide their feeds if you want to. You don't have to watch what they put on there. You can just say they're my friend, but they don't have to see everything they put on Facebook. Well, I like my friends that put neat stuff on there. Me and Brett have this deal. We go back and forth. We put really cool stuff that you know, you could tell God's in people's hearts, that they do something wonderful for somebody else. And, you know, I think sometimes we could get too, I think sometimes we can get too well, Paul said, knowledge puffeth up. We can get so focused on knowledge and more what we can learn. And this, you know, we can analyze and dissect and diagram, you know, a scripture till the point we don't even know what it says anymore. You know, we're not even, you know, we can get to the point we diagram it out too much. You know, I used to, couldn't stand that in school. So diagram this sentence for me. And I, you know, by the time we got through diagramming, I'm not even sure what the sentence even said anymore. So, and here's the bottom line. We say this in our profession, but it's true with church too. People really don't care how much you know. They really want to know how much you care. And that's the bottom line. Do you have the treasure hidden in your heart to where people know you care about them, that you reach out to them and you let them know you love them? And not based on whether or not you can convince them to your ideology or not. You know, everybody wants, everybody's out there trying to proselyte to their political group, to their religious group. But how many are actually doing the work of just being a servant, trying to help somebody out there, and And you know what? When they find out how much you care, they say, "Well, what is this guy has in his life that makes him call me when I'm blue and comes by and sees me and takes me out to get a cup of coffee and visits with me? What is it about this guy that makes him tick?" And that's where you can just open up and say, "Well, I'll tell you what, I've got a little treasure. I got a little secret that I found. Let me tell you a little bit about what it is." You get a lot more reception that way than just that's where you start with somebody. But your motive has to be right. Your motive has to be at a position where you're just there to love. You're just there to love. You're just there to share. We've got where we got to get to where we don't judge people on the way they look or the way they're even acting at the time. You really don't know what people are going through at the time. They could just be be going through a divorce or have a loved one dying just lost their job or having a hard time making ends meet. And they're under a lot of stress. I'll tell you what, today, a lot of people are under a lot of stress. It's getting harder and harder for people to make ends meet. And there's all kinds of things that stress. There's financial stress. There's physical stress where, if you're sick all the time, that's stressful. That's really stressful on your mind. And to be able to, with somebody being grouchy at you, to look past that and smile and then make another effort. They may be just one of them bad people you can't do anything with. But then again, you may be caught them at a weak moment. I was talking to a friend of mine. He goes, he owns a restaurant. He goes, I found that people that get out of prison, there's one or two people that get out of prison. He said, the ones that I could hire and they're right back, they don't last 2 days, or they're the best employee I got. And I told him, I said, well, that's right. And either one of them was never ready to change their ways, or the other one said, I'll never am going back into that condition again. Whatever it takes. Brother Al's got a story he tells. He had gotten in trouble a lot when he was young. But there was a point in his life where he said, I'm never going to go back to that again. You remember that defining moment in your life? Well, there's people out there, they're waiting for somebody to give them a chance in life. Are you one of these people that will give them a chance in life? I'm talking about they may just be, they're not might be a prisoner or a drug addict. They may just be, life is getting to them. So I just want to implore you. To ask God to give you the strength to be a light to people, to be an encouragement. That's the only way we're going to reach people, and that's the only way we're going to see this congregation grow. But I don't want to see it grow just to be another club, another social place to go. I want to see it a place where we can keep on getting a refilling and a soul filling station. I want to welcome Brother Joe's here tonight too. Glad to have him here tonight. Luke walked in the door and he's just carrying on like he belonged here or something. I guess that's because he does. He's just visiting with the brothers. Good to see him, have him with us tonight. I want to keep praying for Sister Elsie. And most thing is this, we don't know how progressive this cancer is going to be with her, how fast it's going to take a toll, but she's in lots of pain. It's in a very, very bad spot, and that's on their spine. So every time you move, your spine moves. And so it's just so painful for her to roll over, for her to get up and go across a room or something is just a monumental task, isn't it, Brother Al? It's just, I mean, she's got to, just about cries to get through that. So keep her in your prayers. Brother Smith texted me tonight, said he couldn't make it and didn't divulge why with me, but I didn't ask him. I know my grandmother, I talked to my mom yesterday, and she's having a last couple days have been really, really hard with my grandma. Physically and mentally, she's getting more and more frail, so pray for her. We got several out tonight. Remember them, where they're at tonight. Anybody, who else has prayer requests? Brother McGowan? He's not here tonight. Okay. Pray for Brother McGowan. Brother Stewart? Yeah, I think over the weekend they were in Missouri somewhere. Is that right? Okay. Yeah. Somebody else, Sister Oates. Your youngest brother, Brent. Lisa? Melissa's friends are going to have... Tammy? Sammy. Her friend Sammy's getting her appendix out. Sister Tally? Luke Thomas. Fell and out of the back of a truck, hurt his back, then new back surgery on him. Broke his back. Okay. Jane? Okay. Pray for all of our families and friends. But Zach? Sister Lacey? Sister Lou Fulton's having surgery Friday, so she'll probably be in the hospital a few days. Okay. The mic? Brother Crafton's mother, when you pray for her. Pray for Sister Karen, she's back there. Okay. Still not feeling well, Sister. Yeah? Yes. Leibertha. Brother Tally's sister Leibertha is in the hospital down in Florida. That's a prayer for her. Let's stand. Take these knees, but sister. Brother Larry and Sister Wilson, we pray for them, both of them. Okay. Okay. If you stand, take these knees before the Lord, receive our Wednesday night offering. Lord, we come to you tonight and ask you to Hear us as we petition you for these needs that we believe that we you can interfere. Oh God, Brother Sister Fulton having surgery, Sister Elsie, help their pain. Ask you to just be with her. Be a calming assurance. Sister Rhonda's brother. One having appendicitis. Pancreatic cancer. Sister Wilson. Brother Larry. The Mike's mother.
Thank you.
Sister Lou Fulton. Oh God, ask you to be with her. All the ones that are not here tonight. Oh God. Sister Karen. Lord, ask you to be with her and touch her. All of our families. The boy having back surgery. Lou Wilson. Thomas. Oh God. Oh God. Bring up every name before you. Knowing you are mine.
service. So, and Mike got up and opened it up, so I thought I could throw in my two cents in. I was thinking this week as everyone's anticipating the royal birth, you know, and the announcement today of the name, you know, and all the hoopla around all that. And I was kind of thinking, well, we're not born physically into a family or royal priesthood or whatever, you know. We're not royalty, but God did reach down and choose us, and He selected each and every one that's here tonight. And those who have the Holy Ghost in there has been filled with our new creature, and we're definitely King's children here tonight. We're where you can be physically a royalty or not. Their life is still, when they lay their life down, that's it. They're just dust. And when we have the opportunity to live again, and I just was so kind of wanted to throw something in and was thinking about that, how the all the royalty and, you know, he's in, so much in line for the throne and whatever. And how Prince Charles, I mean, he's not even worked a day in his life, I guess. I mean, just his whole job is to be king someday. But I was just thinking, it was just kind of interesting how we started the song off as we're a jewel or a treasure. And I kind of thought that fit with that we are King's children here tonight, and how I'm thankful to be part of that family of God. And how each and one of us, you know, we may be going through something, or you may be going through something different than I am, but each one of us can help each other in our woes or in our troubles, and also in our joys of something we all celebrate together or rejoice together. It's, I was just wanting to be cognizant of that we are family here tonight, and how that each and every one of us are touched and blessed by the Lord to be here and have that royalty in our blood. You know, physically, you know, my grandparents may be in the I've actually came to the body of Christ when they were young, but that didn't seal it for me. Everyone still has to make it on their own. You know, there's that choice, like Brother Mike was saying, where you come to that crossroad and you realize, is this really real? You know, you were born here, but you have to realize that this is really real, and how that you make that decision and you make the choice to serve God, good or bad or indifferent. He's been there for us. He's miraculously made things happen that I didn't think could ever happen. And just keep trusting in Him for what's coming next. And just enjoy being part of the family of God tonight, and just enjoying everybody, just being with everybody here tonight. And wanted to give you a little food for thought there. So thankful for being here.
Yes.
How's everybody doing tonight? Thank God. We love Jesus, don't we? I want to share a testimony. Now, who believes in the rapture? Jesus is coming soon, amen? That's not the testimony. Anyways, I was working yesterday, and my boss took the day off, so we always have a guy filling. His name's Jamal. And I've been talking to him about Jesus Christ all the time, because I see him all the time at the warehouse, and I'm just sowing seeds. I'm a sower of seeds. God takes care of the rest. And the cool thing is that I'm working with him. My boss took the day off, so I'm driving. He's with me, and we're talking. I always play the Lord's music, and I'm singing, and I'm talking about Bible scriptures. And this is how the Lord works right here. He works in mysterious ways, as you all know. So we go to deliver some mattresses, and we end up getting a $10 tip at one place, and we split it. I get five. He gets five. The funny thing is, we had that same tip at four houses that day. $10 every house we went to. Well, see, but you know the Lord works in numbers, man. So this is the cool thing. Now, before this, he told me about a month ago he's thinking about going to Texas. And I was telling him that day, I said, you need to involve your Father in heaven in all your decisions and ask him where his will is, where he wants you to be. So I think he did. He said, but what God did, and this is the coolest thing. We were praying. I was praying about it. I was like, man, what is this? And we're seeing like fives all day long. We're seeing fives all day long. We're seeing this girl run down the street. She got the five on her back. And I noticed it because I watch numbers like crazy because that's, you know, that's how the Lord works. So, and he doesn't notice it, but I'm noticing it and I'm telling him about it. He starts noticing it. Then he starts, he's really thinking about trying to figure out what's going on. And right when we're going to get off, I'm driving back to the house and I said, Lord, I just said this in my head. Lord, reveal what this 10-5 thing, reveal that to us in the name of Jesus Christ. I swear, 2 minutes later, he's sitting next to me in a truck, and he says, you know what? You told me about, pray about where the Lord wants me to be. 5 and 10 is 510, right? But we've been splitting the $10, which is 501. That's here. The Lord wants him here. Amen. But the Lord revealed it to him, and I prayed about it. But the Lord revealed, that was for him, because what'd that do for him, though? See, the Lord's knocking on his door. Amen? So I just want to share that with y'all. That's something great. It's cool, because, he's going to come back. He's living in the world right now, but right, I'm there at that job for a reason. I told him, I said, hey, I'm here for a reason. The Lord puts me in certain places, I'm there for a reason. Everywhere I go to Kroger's, I'm there for a reason. Talking to whoever. But anyways, Jesus Christ loves y'all. I just want to share that. That's a testimony.
Sundays and Wednesdays roll by where it just kind of comes and goes. But for some night, I really feel uplifted. You know, it's kind of fun on Wednesday night when it seems the crowd is so slim. And you can feel so uplifted. For some reason, those songs hit me. And I just feel like I feel good. I feel like singing today. I feel like I'm supposed to be. I'm thankful for this family. Last night, we went helped the InStep program in North Little Rock. And if you ever go to 3630 traffic at 5 o'clock, Lord. It was terrible, bumper to bumper for an hour. I wasn't happy the whole day. It was a crazy day at work. I left my helmet outside of my motorcycle and got rained in, all that torrential. I was looking at the rain and saying, this is a nice day. I'm really appreciating. Thank you, God, for this rain. This is a really good rain. And it started coming down harder. Man, really, thank you, God, for this rain. But an hour later, it kept raining. I was thinking, my motorcycle helmet's outside. And it's like, oh, no. So I get out there, and my helmet is soaked. It's terrible. And so I'm one of the soggy-headed boys, and it was terrible. And so I'm sitting there in traffic. I'm not a happy camper. I'm not happy to be there. And then I see a car pass me by and honk and wave, and I'm like, it was terror. She's at her home from work. So that kind of made me feel a little bit better. Of course, the rain hadn't started yet. And so about 20 minutes later, and I haven't moved like 20 feet. And I just shut the bike off. Next thing you know, it starts raining as hard as it can go, and the wind starts blowing the side away. I about dropped the bike. It was just terrible. I was really not in a good mood. I was like, oh, get me out of this mess. I hate traffic. I'm not very patient. I go 60 miles the other way to not go get in traffic. And I was not happy. And so I finally get there, and what we're doing is a three-week InStep program for these neighborhood kids. And they asked us, if you got a motorcycle, bring your motorcycle, and you give the kids around a 10-minute ride on the back. We got helmets, and just bring them along. So we had a friend who did that. So, okay, I'll go ahead and do it, give it a shot. I mean, might as well. I'm not doing anything, but see, that'll stay at work. So I took off work a little early, but got stuck in traffic. But anyway, it was still raining and pouring, so we got in there. We gave a couple kids a ride, about two or three. And they all went inside. This one little Indian boy, I guess he was Indian, he was dark skinned. He had these big, bright green eyes. Man, it just kind of, you ever see that National Geographic picture of that woman with the big green eyes? That's what it looked like. It was just like, just stunned you. I didn't give this kid a ride on my motorcycle. And he comes up with his little helmet and goes, I just want to tell you thank you. And that just touched my heart. I see that. I know it's not parallel how, now I'm just riding a motorcycle, a little dirt bike. You know, here he comes and just says, I want to tell you thank you. And I didn't give this kid a ride. And I started thinking, how thankful should I be for my Lord in heaven? How much he does for me and how much he cares about me. How thankful I should be. I was sitting there back there in that chair. My stomach was curled up. My hands were shaking. I was thinking, I'm thankful. If I don't get up and say anything else, I just want to say, I'm thankful to be here. I just want to say, I'm thankful. That song is one of my favorite songs. I just want to tell you thank you for all that you have done, for the stars and the moonlight and the setting sun. When my work on this day is through, I'm coming home to be with you. I just want to tell you, I'm thankful, that's all. That's my favorite part of the song, I'm thankful, that's all. I just want to tell you, God, I'm just thankful. I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful for this family. I'm thankful where you put me. I'm thankful for the past you put me in. And you know what? I got to raise my hand. Some days, you know, I was talking to somebody last night. You know, it's not always easy staying in church. Sometimes it's not always easy sitting in the same spot. But you know what? You got sometimes you got to buckle down. You got to say, you know what? I'm thankful. I start thinking, where would I be? Where could I go? Where would I be without this covering? I start seeing these people come in through the clinic, how terrible their life is, on meth or just terrible life problems. They're just depressed. You know, I'm thankful. I start looking at my own life saying, how fortunate am I? How fortunate? I don't have just a blood family. I got a church family. And that really moves something for me. And it's one of my favorite verses in chapters in Lamentations. And I've said it before. It's when, you know, it's Jeremiah going on and on and on how terrible his life is, how terrible. I mean, he was just bad. He's bad news. And, you know, at the very end, he said, I have hope. In this whole world, when things are going bad around us, we have hope. You know why? Because God has faith. That's my favorite part. Great is thy faithfulness. That's God saying, great is your faith, my faithfulness in you. And then start thinking about it. How insignificant am I that he is that faithful in me, that we're going to pull through this. The great is thy faithfulness. I love that. Great is my faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Great is our faithfulness. I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful. You know, if anything else, you know, if I get up, I just want to say I'm thankful. And if I can just... And you know what? I'm happy with that. And so I just want to tell you I'm thankful. I don't want to go to God all the time with needs. I need this. I need that. I need this. I need that. All that was running through my mind, and I said, I just want to tell you, I'm thankful. That's all.
Stop! You know, I talked the other night, and so I think sometimes I'm getting a little bit jumping the gun or whatever you want to call it, or overstepping my bounds maybe, sitting back and listening. But, you know, something was said the other day. We praise God because he deserves it. Not because we're such a good person. Sister Bryant started out a song, "That Pearl of Great Price." Isn't that something? I found a treasure. Now I forgot those words. But anyway, my mind is about that long, you know, sometimes, but I still appreciate God. I found a treasure. There in the earth, that earth is right in me, right here. God is planting a treasure there. Then she started another song. Right after that it said, "All I'm asking is for you to give you, is to, for your life." Your life. Now that sounds uplifting, but think about it. That's hard to do. It really is. It's hard to give up your life. Your whole life. But you know, God, He makes it a little easier. He doesn't come down on your level. Brother Talon and I were talking about, He don't come down on your level, but He tries to bring you back up, bring you up a little bit at a time. He doesn't just jerk you up. Sometimes He'll jerk you up by the hair of the head and let you know that He's God, because He's done that to me a few times. He's jerked me around a few times. And I've needed it. Every time He's done it, I've needed it. And I appreciate my brothers and my sisters here and everywhere. I'm hoping in the near future that I don't make everybody mad. I'm trying to make less people mad at me that I can. I'm trying to be more of, who was mentioning a servant here a while ago. I'm trying to be more of a servant is what I'm trying to be. Brother Golden was talking about royalty, and he said we are part of being a part of royalty of God's kingdom. And that means a lot to be in God's, just think about it, in God's kingdom. We're royalty. Brother, he said that we, if we can just hang in there and let God deal with us, we're going to be part of royalty, Sister Crow. Royalty. We may not have a dime in our pocket. I've heard the saying, I don't know where my brother Frank got this from, but he said, if I had, if steamboats was a dime a dozen, he said, the only thing I could do is just run up and down the bank and holler, "Ain't that cheap?" And that's about the way it is with me. But you know, I'm rich beyond measure. I am rich beyond measure. We are one of the royalty families of all. You know, I'm going to get my little crown, and I've tried to put it on sometimes, but it falls down over my eyes sometimes and blocks my view. So I put it up for a while. I run into walls and everything else. I've tried to wear it around the house, and man, they'll put you in your place right quick. They don't let you get by with anything. But in God's kingdom, we're all kings and in His kingdom. Just think about it. I mean, it's royalty, and I appreciate that. I'm glad that I'm here tonight. I'm glad that God is, He's still working on me, and He's going to work on me more. And He's going to work on you too. So if there's things that comes up against you, just say, "God, help me through this. help me to bear through this and say, Lord, just show me what I need to do. Just help me through this. Because He will. God will help you through any situation. Because He's done me a lot, done me. You know, I've really been fortunate. God has dealt with me ever since I was a child. And I have strayed here and there. You know, I've done my own things. But, you know, God has led me back. Sometimes we might stray too far and never get to come back, but I thank God that I'm here, that I'm still here, and that I'm allowing God to work on me in my mentality that I have, you know, and so I appreciate the Lord. I just thought I'd get up and expound on how good He is and how good God is. I was thinking this morning, I thought, they all took off somewhere, leaves me alone by myself, and I, you know, have a hard time talking to myself when, you know, I don't have, you know, I have started answering myself sometimes, but, you know, I was dwelling on the things of God, and I thought, Lord, you know, You are so good to me. It's a pretty day today. I was out doing something. You know, I said, it's a pretty day today, Lord. And I said, I thank You, Lord, for allowing me to be a part of this universe and all these stars. I remember as little kids one time, I don't do that. I haven't ever done this in a long time. I've been thinking about doing this. Going out at night and just laying down and looking straight up at the stars and looking there, you know, and just picking out a little star here and there, you know, and I don't know if I'd say starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight. I wish I may and I wish I might. Oh, man, it's just a satellite, you know, because there are a lot of junk up there, you know. But, you know, you get out there and you say, Lord, look at all these stars and things that's out there that You have made. Isn't that something? And you thank God, I'm a part of this. You're a part of this. But anyway, I just thought I'd let God know that I love Him and I appreciate Him. And then I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm in a place that He can help me and let me feel His Spirit. I appreciate those songs we've had, those words that have been said. I appreciate that. It gives me an uplifting. You guys don't know how much when you get up and say something, whether it's good or bad, or whether it's hard, or whether you went through a trial, or God is blessed you with something or whatever, man, it uplifts me. I think about sometimes when I get close to something like that happening, I think, well, brother or sister, so-and-so just described that very incident that I'm going through or that I'm about to do, and they said, don't do it, you know. And so you've helped me a lot. You've helped me a lot. But I appreciate all you folks. I love you. I appreciate you. Pray for us. We need it.
Tell the people what the Lord has done for us, because it's just kind of like a salesman. You know, I used to get so aggravated and listen to the radio. Half of the what you're listening at was, you know, someone telling somebody what they ought to buy and how good it was and all like that. But did you know that when we testify and tell people, just like Brother Jerry said, that sometime when we testify, something maybe that we've gone through or something the Lord's done for us, maybe it'll fit their case. Or maybe it'd be something they've gone through that, and it will help the other person to know how to go through with what they're going through. So that way we help each other. And I just really appreciate good testimonies. And I've been thinking, Lord, I wish we'd all testify more. It's inspiring. And then when new people comes, it will thrill them and all. So anyway, giving y'all a hint. Hope y'all take it. But anyway, the Lord is so good. And I thought too, as Brother Jerry was speaking about the royal baby and all like that, and we seen on the news how they the crowd was just humongous and all, and I thought, well, at least, of course, I don't know if they probably, some of their poor people that has children, they don't think nothing about that maybe, but at least they do recognize things like that. And I thought how wonderful it is that, as he said, that we can think of each other and encourage each other and help each other. So anyway, it's wonderful that we can come to church and encourage each other. And I was thinking this week, and many times I think about how blessed and fortunate, or whatever you want to call it, but we're blessed beyond our thinking that we are among this people. And I think myself sometimes, Lord, to think that the great God of heaven, I know tonight we was coming to church, I told my husband, I said, the clouds are just beautiful. There was the blue sky back there and those pretty clouds. I think they're prettier than I've ever seen them, and I just love to look at the sky and the beautiful clouds. And I thought, the great God of heaven that did all of that, he's the one that called you and I to be in the body of Christ, that someday that we can rule and reign with him. I thought, how wonderful that is. And just to know that I know I consider myself nothing, but I thank Lord that you called me, that you let me have a chance to be in on this wonderful revelation that the Lord has given the people of God. And I just appreciate it so much, and I thank him. And it's just a wonderful life to live for the Lord, and to know that one day, if we're faithful and we finish our course in the Lord, one of these days it'll all be over and we can go and rejoice with him forevermore. And I'll tell you what, I'm in for that. I really am in for that. Because I tell you, I get kind of weary in this life sometime. However, I mean, I enjoy my everyday life and all like that, but everything is getting so bad and everything, you just, you know, you get kind of irritated at some things sometimes. But nevertheless, I'm glad that we've got peace in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can come to church and go home and thank the Lord and feel his wonderful spirit. And there's nothing any better than to feel the spirit of God and to let him guide us and help us in our lives. So tonight, I'm thankful to be here. And I'd just like to say, too, that I'm really thankful for Sister Tiffany. She stayed on the job. She's been a good girl, and I've just enjoyed her, and I've loved her and all. And so I'd just like for her to give her testimony how she got here. And see, that's the way we do when we testify. We tell people how we got here, what the Lord done for us, and how that, oh, you'd just be surprised what people has went through to get where we're at tonight. I mean, you'd just be surprised. And it's so enjoyable. And sometimes they'll make you cry. And sometimes they'll make you laugh. Well, it's just wonderful. And so I just love to hear people's testimonies. So you people, get up and tell me some more about what you done, what happened to you. I want to know more about you. Even though I've been in church with you all these years, still, I don't know all about you that I'd like to know. I'd just like to know what God is doing. If he's done anything extra, well, come on, tell us about it. And all. So anyway, I'm just really thankful that Sister Tiffany is coming on to church, because, you know, I've asked so many people to come to church, and I've stood and talked with them and had wonderful conversation, and just think, sure, they'll be at a church. And I thought, boy, here I have, get somebody to come to church. Yeah. And lo and behold, never even see them, never hear from them. But Sister Tiffany has come, and she's right here, and we talk on the phone. The other day, we had such a nice conversation, and I mean, I just felt good. We didn't gossip. We just talked about the goodness of the Lord. And so I'm just so happy that she's here, and all. And so I just would like to hear her good testimony. And I believe she's going to give it. So y'all pray for me.
Well, amen. Well, I praise the Lord. I thank God for being here. And I thank God for Sister Crow. I thank God for just bringing me to a church family that, you know, I always tell her that have so much love and kindness. And I just thank God for each and every one. Well, I guess about 3 months ago when I first came here, I pulled up on the driveway, and me and my mom was together, Ashley, and I was afraid to come in, and I said, I'm not going in. So I left, and then my mom went back home. She went back out of town, and I came back, and I just said, the Lord, he just draw me here. And I was afraid, but I said, God, I'm going to go in Jesus' name, and I'm going to go in there, and I know if you in there that you're going to accept me, you know, and they're going to accept me, and they're going to bring me in with love and kindness, and I just thank God for just being able to come in the house of God and the people being loving me, and Mother Crow, you know, I thank God for her and Brother Crow. I thank God for everyone that's here, and I just thank the Lord. I mean, he's just been with me, and I, you know, for so much, you know, being young and being saved. And I just thank God, you know. About 2 years ago, I went through a separation, and then I went through a divorce, and it was hard for me, you know, to know that I was going to have my 2 sons and I'm going to have to raise them alone. And it was hard, but God brought me through it. And I thank God, you know, I thank him every day. I will say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, you know. My heart was so burdened, y'all. I was so hurt because we was in church together. And I was just hurt, but I just thank God for bringing me through that, you know. And I thank God for just, you know, this. He's able to do all things. And he gave me so much strength and so much joy, you know, to be able to know that I'm going to be able to raise my kids and he's going to bless me. The Lord going to bless me. So I ask y'all to keep praying for me, and I mean, and I thank God just for my mind, and I thank God for just keep going on. So I ask the church just to keep me up when you're praying each and every day and night. Just keep me and my 2 children up and my family before the Lord. And I love you guys. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Good testimonies tonight. That's everybody's testimony tonight. I was thinking about Brother James. Now I'm different than him, because if I'd been getting $5 tips and seeing the number 5, I'd have said, hey, Jamal, let's go to Five Brothers and order the number 5. No, I'm just Josh. That was a good testimony. That means he's sensitive and listening if the Lord's looking to see if the Lord's dealing with him in his daily of life. And I appreciate that. Though men may strive to go across the reef of space, to go beyond the distant glimmering stars, this world's a room so small within my master's house. The open sky, but a portion of his yard. How big is God? How big and wide his vast domain? To try to tell, these lips could only start. He's big enough to rule his mighty universe, yet small enough
to live within my heart. Winter seal may cause the tiny seed to fall, to lie asleep, to wake by summer's rain. A heart grown cold will warm and trod with life anew. The Master's touch will bring the glow again. How big is God? How big and wide His vast domain to try to tell? These lips can only start. Small enough to live within my heart. How big is God? How big and wide His vast domain? We try to tell, these lips can only
Wichita for the youth meeting. So we'll pray for them, then we'll pray for the service this weekend. All right, let's make the, yes. What is it? I don't ever know what it is. Somebody's got to tell me.
It's potluck.
Potluck. All right, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Service, keep your hand on the youth as they travel tomorrow. Mighty Creator, the author of this universe. Hallelujah.